People who run Florida's public universities are breathing a collective sigh of relief after the recent legislative session.
We also really want to thank our legislators and the governor.
Kathleen Daly, Florida State University Assistant Vice President for Governmental Relations, says after 7 years of feeling repercussions from state budget deficits, the school is looking at a more than 8% increase in its base budget going into the next school year. Last year alone, the legislature cut $300 million from the 12 university system, but gave it back this year as promised.
The budget situation was a whole lot better this year. The preeminence legislation and other pieces of that bill were positive for the university system. We view this as a very successful legislative session as opposed to those in the past.
350,000 students spend their college careers in the state university system. University System Chancellor Frank Brogan says they should have an easier time finding jobs in their fields of study because of laws passed this session. Here's Brogan in April at a signing ceremony for a sweeping education reform bill.
The dream that we all share that the governor enunciates so well about the creation of jobs, the bringing together of new business and industry, broadening our economic development portfolio, just became more of a reality than a dream.
Since last year, a commission appointed by the University System Board of Governors has been studying which degrees are most in demand in the workforce. Based on their recommendations, the new law puts more state funding toward universities with the most graduates in technological fields. And for UF and FSU, the two so-called preeminent schools meeting certain academic criteria, the new law awards big money. Eric Barron is president of FSU, which is getting $15 million this year and more money over 5 years if it continues meeting goals.
So a portion of the funds are going to be placed in a way to take our very high graduation retention rates and make them even higher. That saves taxpayers a significant amount of money. And the other thing is, we don't want to just be highly ranked. We want our students to have good jobs.
That means investing in career counseling and putting job skills training into the curriculum, he says. Preeminence also means smaller class sizes and offering new innovative degree programs, like one in creating non-fossil fuel energy.
And we put out an ad for 8 to 10 faculty members, and it is astounding the number of applicants and the high quality applicants. This is the perfect time to be hiring.
And while most universities did not achieve preeminent status this year, they may become eligible in the future. Chancellor Brogan says this year's new laws are like a rising tide lifting all boats, and the state as a whole will benefit. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.